Good morning, Elon.
Good morning, Rabbi. How are you?
Thank God. Good. It's good to be back on the air and interview. I know you were on there last week. I wasn't, but...
it's fine. It's
good
fine.
To be back on.
It's good to have you.
And happy birthday.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Even my son is telling you happy birthday. He's
thank
with
him
me.
Too, please.
God should give you all the blessings and everything that you need in your life with health and happiness, and you should continue spreading light to all the people of Windsor and anyone else that is listening to this radio show, because you make people happy, and that's the concept of music. Music is the pen of the soul, which arouses happiness in a person.
I do agree with you. Thank you.
So, this week's Torah portion is Parshat Emor. We'll talk very briefly about the Torah portion, and then we're going to talk about the special holiday of Lag BaOmer, which is coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Which is not
almost
only
here.
Is it Lag BaOmer on Sunday, it is also Mother's Day.
Right.
So, we'll figure out how to incorporate both of them as we talk. But the Torah section of this week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, speaks with the beginning with the special laws pertaining to the priest, the Kohanim, and to the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, in the temple service. And obviously it goes on to tell us, you know, a Kohen may not become ritually impure in contact with a dead body, so and so. The second part of Emor lists the annual callings of the holiness, you know, the festivals of the Jewish calendar, the weekly Shabbat, the bringing of the Passover, the 7 days of Passover, the harvest, the counting of the Omer,
yep.
Shavuot, blowing the remembrance of blowing of the shofar, the day of Sukkot, the four species, and those are more in regards with the laws. So it's an interesting Torah portion of laws, and the next Torah discusses the lighting of the menorah in the temple, and the showbread placed weekly on the table that were there. Now Emor concludes with the incident of a man executed for blasphemy and the penalties of murder and for injuring one's fellow or destroying his property, the monetary compensation that a person has to do. So ultimately, this Torah portion
mostly
really
rules.
Speaks about in regards to rules and how we're supposed to run our lives.
Yeah.
Sunday, as I mentioned, is Lag BaOmer. What is Lag BaOmer? And in short, Lag BaOmer is, we celebrate Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who lived in the second century of the Common Era, was the first to publicly teach the mystical dimension of the Torah known as the Kabbalah, and is the author of the classic text of the Kabbalah, the Zohar. Now, on the day of his passing, Rabbi Shimon instructed his disciples to mark the date as the day of my joy. Now, the Hasidic masters explain that the final day of a righteous person's earthly life marks the point at which all their deeds, their teachings, and work achieve their culminating perfection, and it is able and has the potential to impact upon our lives. So each Lag BaOmer, we celebrate Rabbi Shimon's life and the revelation that he did of the esoteric soul of the Torah, as well as which this is the more common one which people know. Lag BaOmer also commemorates another joyous event. The Talmud relates that in the weeks between the Jewish holiday of Passover and Shavuot, a plague raged among the disciples of the great sage of Rabbi Akiva. Who was Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was the teacher of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And why was there a plague amongst them? It says because they did not act respectfully towards each other. And 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died. They could not respect, even though they were holy people, they were not able to respectfully treat one another. Now these weeks, are therefore observed as a period of mourning from Pesach until Lag BaOmer.
Yeah.
It's the same idea that happens when God forbid, when someone's in the state of mourning for losing a loved one, God forbid. That there's certain things you don't do. You don't listen to music. You don't take haircuts. You don't shave your beard. You don't you don't have weddings, so on and so forth. Comes Lag BaOmer, the death sees. Everyone stop dying. Thus, Lag BaOmer also carries the theme of loving and respecting one's fellow. And therefore, not only are we are celebrating the life of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we're also celebrating the fact that these 24,000 students stopped dying, and it's a joyous occasion, obviously. Now, since this day of joy of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, there are major festivities that happen in Miron. Is where, obviously, where he's buried. Miron is the mountain village in the northern Israel, which I was there about two years ago.
Yeah, that's where you take your son when he's 3 years old to cut his hair first.
Yes,
time.
Yes, you're stealing everything I'm going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, I will shut up.
No, you see, Ilan, you're so smart.
Thank you.
And so Miron at that nowadays. Tens of thousands of pilgrims come from all corners of the world to rejoice together in the unity of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. They all come to Miron. Now, if anyone's ever been to Miron, it's a big mountain. It starts in the bottom and he's buried towards the top. Hundreds of thousands of people are there. They have tents. It's all blocked. You can't drive up. Just hundreds and hundreds of buses drop people off. And there are barbecues going on, and there are kids that have their first haircut at 3 years old are done over there. There's music. People are getting married. If no one's ever been there, it's a sight to see in the time of Lag BaOmer. And so people go there. The mourning period is over, and because of that, as a result, music. Is able to play. People are dancing and singing. Little boys, as I said, go and cut their hair because throughout the Omer, throughout the days of Passover to Lag BaOmer, they don't cut their hair and anything. Weddings are held. And if you go and look, there are big bonfires that are done as well. Even not in Israel, in Windsor, anywhere else, people are going to make bonfires. Why? Recognizing the fiery spirit of the mystical teachings that are celebrated, we get some friends together with a barbecue, a guitar, and it becomes a wonderful opportunity to sing and connect with the other comrade, with the other Jew, the other person that we have. And the customary foods that are eaten include, for example, carob, which represents Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son. They were in a cave for 13 years, and they were learning Torah, and there was nothing there besides God made the miracle that a carob tree grew there, that's what they ate, and a stream of water. And they finally afterwards came out, and that's when he revealed the esoteric parts of the Torah, and so on and so forth. So really, Lag BaOmer is a day of joy, a day of unity. You go to big cities, Michigan, Toronto, they have big Lag BaOmer parade. Kids march in the parade. I'm going to be going to a parade in Detroit, the Lag BaOmer parade on Sunday. So it's something that we recognize, someone that we celebrate. And maybe, my small little opinion, maybe we can connect this to Mother's Day, where, my opinion is Mother's Day is every day. It shouldn't necessarily only be one specific day. But if you're not able to celebrate with your mother every day, or you're further away, whatever it may be, that gives us an opportunity to celebrate with our mothers as well. So we're celebrating the life and the dedication and the commitment that our mothers have given to us as their kids, as a community, and we should celebrate that with joy and happiness and singing. So it happens to fall out today that it's on Sunday, it's the same time. So that is something small in regards to Lag BaOmer. So I encourage everyone, if you weren't planning on having a small little bonfire on Sunday, have one. speak about the esoteric spiritual aspects of the fire is connected to the soul. The soul is always wanting to be able to go up to heaven, and this is, should be our yearning to become somehow closer to God as much as we can. Enjoy it with the family, have a nice barbecue, maybe a bonfire, bring your mother, and enjoy the time that we have on this world. Enjoy the time that we have with our family. And that is, I think, an extremely important lesson that we can give to our kids, an important lesson we can do for ourselves. And that's something small that we can learn from Lag BaOmer.
Rabbi, I want to thank you and to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You
and
too.
Happy Lag BaOmer.
Happy Lag. Oh, and another thing is also we play bow and arrow. So
all right, yeah.
So archery.
But don't shoot at each other.
That's right. I'm going to give the homework to everyone. Why do we play bow and arrow and Lag BaOmer? Anyone can email into the radio show, can call into the radio show with their answer, and next week we will talk about the answer of why we do bow and arrow.
That's great. And I want to thank you again. And
you too.
God willing, we'll talk next week.
God willing. Be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.